Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. On December 23rd, 1976, two cognitive psychologists named Harry McGurk and John McDonald published a paper in the journal Nature. Their paper was called Hearing Lips and Seeing Voices. And the findings they presented were actually the result of an accident. They had been doing a study about how infants perceive language at different developmental stages. And they had asked a technician to dub a video they were working on with a certain soundtrack. But the technician accidentally used the wrong track. What the two psychologists discovered is that the video changed how they heard the audio. In other words, typically when you listen to someone speak, you're also watching how their mouth moves. And what you see often overrides what you hear. This is now called the McGurk effect, named after one of those psychologists who discovered it. And there are a bunch of videos online that show this effect in action. In one video, for example, you can see a man saying the syllable ba, B-A. You hear the sound and you see the movement of his lips. Right? To say ba, you press your lips together. Ba, ba, ba. In the second clip of the same man, you watch him say the syllable va, V-A. To say va, you put your lower lip behind your top teeth. Va, va, va. Two very distinct mouth movements. The trick, though, is that even though you hear two different sounds, the audio in both clips is the same. It is always ba with a B. So the second clip had its audio removed and replaced with the audio of the first. But when you see him saying va with a V, that's the sound your brain hears. If you close your eyes and just listen to the video, your brain will hear the pure sound of ba again. So why does this happen? Well, because when we listen to someone, we're also watching their mouths. We see how their lips are moving, and we often trust what we see more than what we hear. Think of it this way. During the pandemic, have you ever found it hard to hear what someone's saying when they're wearing a mask? The mask might muffle a little bit of what they're saying, but more importantly, the visual is taken away. You can't read their lips anymore, so it's harder to know what they're saying. This is also why some people who are just hard of hearing need the person to stand directly in front of them so that they can read their lips. Or think about how some videos have subtitles. Because you've got the visual of the words on the screen, you can hear more clearly what the person is saying. All of this means that although sound plays an important role in how we get information, we put a lot more trust in what we see. Well, today's gospel reading is a great example of comparing what we see and what we hear. All right, this is the famous transfiguration moment when Peter and James and John get to see Jesus glowing on a mountain with Moses and Elijah. And that would have been something remarkable to see. And that's what we usually focus on in the story, the visuals. But notice what happens in the story. After the cloud came and overshadowed them, the disciples heard a voice say, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." They saw this amazing display, but the voice of God didn't say, "Look at it," but "Listen to him." What the disciples saw was telling their brains that this was a moment of triumph and celebration. This was a moment to praise God. This was something unlike they had ever seen before. But their ears were telling them something different. So what would they have heard on that mountain? Right? Like closing your eyes to the McGurk Effect video, what's the true sound they would have heard up there? Well, the Gospel of Luke is actually the only gospel that gives us a clue about this. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. So that means Moses and Elijah were not there to give Jesus a photo op. They weren't there to sign autographs or do a meet and greet. They were there because something bad was about to go down. Jesus was about to die. So the visual of Jesus glowing on the mountain is paired with the audio of the message of his death. And honestly, the two don't seem to fit together. Like seeing the mouth movements of Va, but hearing Ba, what we see and what we hear don't match. Right, when we think of Jesus' death, the visual that comes to mind is Jesus on the cross. Right, that's what his death is about. It's about Jesus who has been stripped of his clothes and whipped and stapled to a cross. But if the message is about Jesus' death, and the visual shows him glowing on a mountain, then the visual changes how we hear the message. With this scene, Jesus is not bruised and battered and bleeding as if the world has defeated him. Instead, Jesus stands triumphant over the powers of sin, death, and evil. He is shining so brightly that not even the darkness of death can overpower him. So it's no wonder why some biblical scholars think this is a post-resurrection scene that got inserted earlier. Right? It shows that Jesus is stronger than death. And as we enter Lent this week, it's almost like a spoiler for how this new season of the church year is going to end up. But honestly, so what? All right, we already know Jesus is stronger than death. How does this really make any difference for us? Well, it reminds us that sometimes what we see and what we hear don't seem to match. And we tend to trust what we see, even if the message is the same. Think of it this way. After that transfiguration moment on the mountain was done, Jesus and Peter and James and John head down the mountain. Time to go back to the real world and real problems. At the bottom of the mountain, they meet the other nine disciples and a man whose son is possessed by an unclean spirit. The man sees Jesus and shouts to him, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He's my only child." Suddenly, a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks, It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Imagine you're this father. The visual, what you are seeing in life, is that your son is possessed by a demon. You are trying to do everything you can, but nothing seems to help. You even hear a message of exorcism from the disciples, but it doesn't do any good. Then again, maybe you don't need to imagine too much, because you already know what this is like. You already know pain and trouble in your life and around the world. You already know how it feels to have a broken heart, or how it feels to watch the news and see our world falling apart. And then you come here on Sunday morning, or you participate in worship online, and you hear all of these promises about God's love for you. But your brain says that what you see and what you hear don't match. So how does the good news fit when you're stressed out? Or when there's violence in the world? How is it true that Jesus is in charge when we see others acting like they're in charge? Well, as I said, you end up trusting what you see more than what you hear. We often trust this world that says all of this God talk is a lie. You trust the negativity of the evening news more than the gospel message of the good news. The visual corrupts what you hear so that you think it says something different. But remember, the message has always stayed the same. Just like in those McGurk Effect videos, the audio was always Bob with a B. So in your life, change what you see so that you can more clearly hear the message. Right, that's what this father did. He looked to Jesus. He had seen all of the problems in his life. But then he also saw that Jesus was stronger than those problems. No longer was he focused on the demonic forces in the world. Instead, he was focused on Jesus, who gave him a message of hope and healing that was stronger than anything else he had seen. So like this father, we can look to Jesus too. So rather than focus on the visual of some problem in front of you, look at the visual of the triumphant Jesus standing between Moses and Elijah. Rather than think that this is the end of the world as we know it, look to the one who is stronger than death. Rather than focus on the darkness that seems so overwhelming right now, look at the one who shines so brightly that no darkness can overcome it. That visual changes how you hear the message, doesn't it? What you see in the world wants you to trust your eyes instead of trusting your ears. But as those McGurk Effect videos show, our eyes can't always be trusted. The message that we hear remains unchanged. So today, the divine voice tells us the same thing it told Peter and James and John. listen to him. No matter what the visual is, the problems of this world, Jesus on the cross, Jesus glowing on the mountain, the message we hear stays the same. Jesus is stronger than death, and he can handle anything, both in your life and in the world as a whole. And that's good news worth trusting, whether you can see it or not. Ba, ba, ba. In the name of the one who changes us and changes the world, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.